Hello, today is going to be a short one because I just wanted to give a quick tip on something. I'm sure many of you out there use Gmail as your primary email, and along with Gmail, Google also gives you things like Google Drive, Google Hangouts, which is going to become Google Chat. Which also has things like Google Photos, etc., etc. And when you have an email address with Google, they give you a certain amount of space. I forgot what the current limit is. I think it's around 15 gigabytes, probably less. I don't remember. But I'm sure many of you have had Gmail for a while and use its other services. And for those who've been using it for a while, you might have noticed that you might be using quite a bit of space. And so even though 15 gigabytes may sound like a lot, it's actually the limit across all of Google's services. So depending on which services you use, for example, maybe you might use Gmail more than others, or maybe you might even use Google Drive more than Gmail. It really depends on your usage. Now, if you have lots of emails, one of the simplest ways of finding and deleting large emails is to basically look at the search bar in Gmail, and to the right there's a button that lets you do an advanced search. And basically, you can tell it to search for emails greater than a certain size. So that includes emails that might have large attachments, and you can even specify like the size. So anything greater than a couple megabytes, I think, is already pretty large, and you might end up noticing you'll have tons of emails like that. That's just one very quick, easy tip. But the most important thing I learned was that if you happen to use Google Drive a lot or use it enough, any time you upload to Google Drive, normally you would think that, yeah, if you upload something to your own Google Drive, that will basically use up some of the space. And it does make sense. But the most important thing I wanted to mention is that anytime you upload something to a shared folder, like let's say a friend shares a folder with you and you upload a file to the shared folder, those files that you upload will actually count toward your own space. So, like, let's say you upload a 5 megabyte file, it will decrease your space available by 5 megabytes, not your friend's space. And the reason that's important is because if you're the type of person that shares files a lot with other people, or maybe you collaborate a lot with other people using Google Drive, then you may end up sharing files over time. And what you'll realize is when you start to look in your Google Drive and see all the things that you've shared, it could potentially add up to a lot of space used that will count against your own space. So anytime you upload something to someone else's folder, you eventually want to clean it out. A simple way of finding those files is within the Google Drive app, or I mean like in a browser. Basically go to the Shared with Me section, and there you'll probably find some files that you've uploaded to other people's folders before that is counting against your space. And have a look at those files and see if those files are needed anymore. I went through mine and found tons of old files that I've uploaded to a shared folder before that just gotten neglected, and I ended up deleting a lot of it and saving tons of space. So that's my quick tip of the day. Hope that helps you in freeing up some space. Certainly helped me because I'm already approaching the limit in space. And just looking at my Gmail right now, it looks like I have 19 gigabytes. I think Google technically gives less, but because my account is old and I somehow accumulated some extra gigabytes from some promotions they did in the past. But yeah, if you have Gmail, definitely check it out.
If you've enjoyed my podcast, you can visit me at anchor.fm/sleepyvoice. From there, you can view all the episodes, or send me a voice message, or even support the channel through a donation. You can also reach me on Twitter at thesleepyvoice, where you can send me a message. I try to respond to every single message.